Welcome to I Go to College,
a podcast where real college students talk about their college experience.
From textbooks to tailgates,
and friends to finals,
we talk about it all.
Close your eyes and picture a normal college student. They are probably bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, naive, and just excited not to be living with their parents for the first time, even if it's just a crowded dorm room. Spending time hanging out with their friends, going to parties, or is a normal college student a 40-year-old trying to give a better life to their kids by going back to school? Tired from working 40 hours to pay their mortgage while also showing up to 8 a.m. classes? There is simply no normal. College has so many stereotypes involved. We picture frat boys, solo cups, and quads. But not everyone has that same journey or experiences. While most people graduate from high school and come straight to college, that's not everyone's story. While it might be easier to picture a student body as a monolith, it's simply wrong. Everyone has a different reason for being there, a different drive getting them out of bed, and a different path after they graduate. There is no right or wrong way of doing things. Today, we're talking about older and other non-traditional students. Some people need a gap year to find themselves. Some people need to work and take online classes at the same time. While others, for one reason or another, come back nearly a decade after they started to finish their degree. That's the case for my in-studio guest today, Alfonso Seville. Hello, everybody, and welcome to I Go to College, the podcast. I'm Carter Phillips, and I'm here with...
Alfonso Seville. I go to college too, Carter.
All right. So just to kind of get right into it, my starting topic, I want to talk about, like, what motivated you to come back to college or to start college later?
So kind of a complicated story, but not really. So that's an oxymoron. But so essentially what ended up happening was I started MSU in 1999, back in my day. My parents could not afford to send me to college. They had just finished sending my sister to college, and that was already a pain in the butt. They started going through a divorce. Long story short, I ran out of money through student loans. From that, I just fell into this huge abyss of like depression and debt and stuff, and just trying to get my life together. And then I finally reached a point in my life many years later where I started to not be a goober and became financially responsible, and found myself in a position to where I was making enough money at my job that I could go back to school on top of having been married now and having a kid. All those things factored into my ability to get some funding to go back to school. My reason for coming back was because I did about 3 years at MSU, became a junior, then had to leave. And everyone in my family has a degree. My mom and my dad are both physicians, just not in the United States, or physicians in the Dominican Republic. My sister has two degrees. She has a degree in culinary art, and she has a degree in theater and stage design. And I was the only one out of my family that would not have a degree. But I did pretty okay for myself, but it's just one of those things, man. I come from a family of what I would say, intellectuals. You know, grandmother was a teacher, grandfather was an engineer, mom, dad, physician, so on and so forth, uncle, physician, uncle, engineer kind of thing. So, yeah, man, I couldn't sit there and like in good conscience, like, now look at my kid and be like, yeah, I'm the only one that actually didn't go to, like, I went backwards. Like, that just seemed weird to me. And it's just a goal of mine to accomplish and to have, just to say, I started this thing and I finished it and I saw it all the way through. It didn't matter how long it took me. I saw it all the way through. And that's like a philosophy of mine that I've just always had in my life, you know, because of being a martial artist and stuff. And so, yeah, so that's essentially what it is.
Yeah. So how do you handle like the work-life balance you have going on, like working either a full-time job or part-time job while also like doing classes?
Well, Carter, as you can tell, I'm terrible at it because I was here late and I'm on my computer right now working while I'm in class and doing projects. No, I mean, all jokes aside, like it's, I always find the question like, oh, how do you do it? How do you do it? Somewhat like comical because I don't see it as being easy or difficult. I see it as being a state of mind. Like, I think when people are like, well, I couldn't do that, it's just too hard. Then I'm like, well, that's why you can't do it, because you're already setting yourself in a mindset of not wanting to do something or telling yourself that you can't do something, right? As to where for me, it's kind of like, it's a combination of, I don't feel like I have a choice. I want to get this goal accomplished. I want to be able to put myself in a position financially and professionally to be able to make more money in my life and provide for my wife and my son, but also be able to be more creative and get more creative outlets out there on top of living my life and being able to do the things that adults like me have to do. I own a home, I need insurance, I have a kid, like all these other things. So I just do it. I don't know that I balance it well. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh man, I balance this great. Like that's the joke. I was here late and it's, I don't think that the way that I operate my life, if I told you what my schedule is today or yesterday or the day before, that it's balanced well. I just have to do it. So I just do it and I figure out how to do it to the best of my ability. And I fail at it every single day, but I still accomplish things. So it just is what it is. I think I do it and I'm able to quote unquote balance it because I just want to, and I'm driven to get it done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's really cool. And I know you've mentioned like you're in a band too. Is that like have to do with your work as well? Or is that just on top of it as a hobby?
No, it is definitely not a hobby. It's always funny when people find out that I'm in a band and then they dig into the band. They're like, oh wait, you're like in a band. Mm-hmm. And the band is its own business. It is an LLC. The band does make its own financial gains, mostly losses, but some gains. It is a accredited business and it is a very serious thing. I tour full time. By full time, meaning I go out on the road for 2-3 weeks, a month at a time. We play with bands that are very recognized in the genre of music that we play, which is heavy metal. We've played a plethora of very big and popular festivals that are world renowned and very popular in the United States. We're on the radio. We have a very dedicated group of fans and people that discover us every day, a very active social media presence. So it is very much not a hobby. It started as a hobby and it became a thing. And that's another means of income for myself as well. But it's not something that I'm like making hand over fist money. No, it's like I'll go out on tour and I'll just make enough money to pay like 3 of my bills out of the 7. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's very, very much a real thing. And it adds to sort of the cluster that is my life and the work and balance thing. But again, I just have so many goals in my life, man. And I also look at my kid and I look at him now and I'm just like, I don't want him to ever have an excuse to go, well, I can't do that. I want to be the example of, yes, you can. If you apply yourself, you have the mental fortitude and you have the desire and the drive, you can accomplish anything you want.
Enjoying what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more I Go to College content.
My name is Michael Simpson.
My name is Nina Cassano.
My name is William Mile.
When I complete my degree, I want to work in the music industry.
I want to work in the animation industry.
I want to be a broadcast production manager.
My name is Michael Simpson.
My name is Nina Cassano.
My name is William Mile.
And I am Commerce I.
Start your journey at commerce.msu.edu.
this kind of has some backstory to it, and it kind of changes it knowing that you went to MSU before, like when you were first like graduated from high school. But like, how integrated into the community do you feel like you are? Is it more like I'm a transfer student, so I went to a community college for a couple of years first, and I never really felt like a part of that school. It was just like a place I went to do classes to get the goal done. Like, is that kind of how you feel about MSU, or is it more like you have this sense of community built into it?
No, man, I love MSU. I help teach the judo program at MSU, the judo club. I'm an active member in that community. I love being a Spartan. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm like a huge football fan or sports fan by any means. I'm not. And I don't mean that like in like a negative way. It's just the sports that I'm into are not like popular sports for the university. You know, I like fight sports. I like martial arts. So that to me is the sports. I like hockey, but I can't say that I'm like following MSU's hockey team. But yeah, I'm invested in the community that is MSU. And now, especially being back and being in a better mental state that I was in before, to really focus on being a student and feeling like I'm integrating myself, even though I'm 40 with younger people. I don't feel 40. I don't feel like I act 40, but yeah, no, I'm very much part of the community. I very much feel part of the community, especially being a comm arts student. A lot of creatives, and I love that. I love being around creative people that are excited to make cool art.
How did you like decide on what major you were going to pursue while you were here?
So basically I came in with the mentality that I was going to follow in my parents' footsteps and in many of my fellow family members' footsteps of being something in the medical field. I wanted to do oncology. That was going to be my focus, being a physician with oncology. And I quickly found out that what it took to do all that was way more than I was willing to invest in myself, because if I did, then that would have to become my life. And my life is art, and that's what I love. I love art, and I love giving to people. I love making people happy, and I love putting things into the world that make the world a better place. And although medicine does that in some facet, it wasn't for me. There was a lot of work involved, calculus and stuff. And I'm just not good at math. Like, I'm also one of those people that knows and understands my strengths and my weaknesses. That was not going to be a strength of mine. And although I could have accomplished it if I put my mind to it, it would have been so stressful for me and would have taken away all of the things that I love just for me to accomplish this goal, that it wasn't worth it to me. So I bounced around from major to major. I'm a musician. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll like be a music major. And then I just found I've done theory. I know theory enough. And it's just super dry and boring to me. It's all math. I don't really care for math. And I was like, yeah, that's not fun. Then I went to like business, and then that's all math and annoying too. And I didn't like that. And I ended up having a class at MSU that was a communications class. And the person that was teaching it at the time, the professor has since then passed away, so, you know, rest in peace. But he really inspired me to take a look at comm arts. And he was teaching a class about general communications and like radio and music and all this other stuff. And he was an entertainment lawyer, and the class was really more about like music and like entertainment. And I thought it was really cool. And I started looking into the communication arts and sciences program. Back then it was telecommunications, and the major they had was like video game design and web graphics. Full disclosure, I do not play video games like at all. And I do not like designing websites. I've done it, and it's just an awful experience. But I decided that that would be the best major, because at that time I was in my 20s. It was like easy 2 point, right? Like, as long as I get a degree. But yeah, and then when I came back, I had already had enough credits to get back into the Comm Arts College. And they had since sort of reorganized how they did everything. And my sister's an actress. She's been in some films and stuff. And I've always liked film. I help a lot with our music videos for the band. And I just thought it was really cool. So it was already there, so why not? And at first, I'll be honest, I did it just to like get back into the university, just an easy way to get back in. But I'm really enjoying it, man. I'm really finding myself really enjoying like making content and creating video and visual art. Obviously it helps with the band stuff, and that's why I'm doing it anyway. Whatever I can do to contribute to the music and the band that I'm passionate about, I'll do so.
How do you feel like going to university has changed since back in 98 when you were first going, like both the technology, like using things like D2L and Zoom, and like what are some big changes you've seen?
Sir, it is 1999. You're giving me one more year.
My bad.
There's a difference between 41 and 40. No. A lot, man. Oh man. I mean, just so much better. I mean, working in the IT field, that's like my career right now. I can tell you that from back then till now, it's just so much better. Being a student now and it's interesting, like having that perspective from back then and what the technology was then to what the perspective is now, what the technology is now. It's just night and day. It's so much easier. It's so integrated, so much better. It's so much more easy flowing. It makes it so that you actually know what's going on. You can plan a little bit better. You're able to sort of focus more on your studies as well. It's just so much better, man. And you guys are so lucky to have what you have now, because back then it was just like a complete, like an utter just cluster of like, this is all sort of new to us. Maybe this is how you use it. And just didn't work right, really clunky, you know, but it's so much better now.
But like, I mean, just in general, I know you've talked a little bit about like the balance and stuff, but what is it like having a wife and kids while you're going to school? Do you feel like you've missed out on any time with them, or things like you wish you could be there for that you can't because you're doing this? Or do you feel like you've found kind of a good balance, I guess, to come back to that topic of balance?
Life is balance. That's what it is. But you know, I love being a husband. I love being a dad. It is probably the most rewarding part of my life, especially being a dad. And I know that sounds so cliche, and I never felt that way. I never thought about having kids really or anything like that. But yeah, man, it's hard. I feel like I do miss out a lot on my, you know, on things happening with my kid and my wife and taking time away from them. But I also have to look at the bigger picture and being like, I have goals that I need to accomplish too. And I need to be my own person so that I could be a better husband and a better person for my wife, so I can be a better father to my son and be more knowledgeable and be more understanding. So although it is hard to balance it all, and I'm not home very often, sometimes, you know, depending on what my work and class load is, and my extracurricular activities like within school are, I find myself, yeah, definitely missing my kid and my wife, man, and missing time with them. But we make up for it too. You know, we go on vacations, we spend time together. It's just little things, just applying and giving time to those things. So,
mm-hmm. So I know, like I mentioned before, I'm a transfer student. So that was part of why I chose this topic, like do the interviews about like alternative students and older students. But, like I know for me, it was kind of difficult to make friends and connections. And I was still like 21 when I came to MSU. So that was like top of my mind. I wanted to get out there, meet people, join the bar scene and all that. Like, how do you feel about all that? Do you feel like you're able to make friends, or is it kind of, you're not really interested? You already have kind of the friends and people you need in your life, or are you interested in going out and going to Harper's some Friday night or something? Like what's your perspective on all that?
You know, okay. So it's an interesting perspective, because being in a band and being in a touring band and being in venues and bars and stuff, but just as a general personality, I never had an interest in going to bars ever in my life. I'm from Miami, Florida. I got more than enough of my fill of bars and clubs and stuff like that. Back in Miami, you weren't really going to the bar. You were going to the club, which was it's a completely different experience. And it's hard to give that perspective right now, but completely different experience than just going to the bar. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I've never touched a drug in my life. Only time I ever got drunk in my life, I was 24 and I was going through a terrible breakup. Never did it before and haven't done it since. Those things just don't interest me at all, being in those situations. But I enjoy being around people and I enjoy making friends. And you have to be able to be that kind of person, especially if you're in a band that's getting popularity like mine. You have to be a people person to an extent. So for me, I love meeting people. I love making new friends. I'm sometimes a little bit leery, because especially in school and in class, because like I'm older, but people don't know that I'm older. So I don't want to come off as that, like, you know, hey, fellow kids, what's going on today? Like, I feel like that's so stereotypical and I don't want to be that, but I also don't want to come off of like, oh, this guy, like, just thinks he's going to like be like 18 forever. And that's not it. You know, it's a mental state. It's this idea of like, I don't feel my age, but I also don't act younger in that sense. In certain aspects, I have what I feel is a mature idea of what life is. I don't think the way a 21 or 22 year old is. I want to go to the bar all the time and I want to go out with my friends. And, you know, I'm trying to meet all these chicks or all these dudes or whatever, you know, more. So I feel like I'm more balanced now. But when I first was at MSU, I was like, dude, of course, man. Like I was all the raging hormones and then some. I wanted to go and meet all the girls and hang out with all the people, but the whole bar scene, things like that, that definitely never interested me.
Mm-hmm. Have you been involved in like any clubs or activities through MSU since you've came back?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been a part of the judo club for MSU for many, many years. I worked at Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, so I was still able to be affiliated with the university in some aspects. So I'd always come and train with the judo team. I've been doing judo most all my life. So I'm still part of the judo club. I still help teach the judo and I help teach some of the jiu-jitsu there. So that's the main club that I'm in.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all my questions. I really appreciate you sitting down with me and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me, man. This was fun.
My goal for this episode was to show you that no matter where you are in your timeline of success, even if you're a little bit off track, it doesn't matter. You can still always go back, keep improving, and things will work out. This has been Carter Phillips, and I want to thank you for listening. And I want to thank my guest, Alfonso Seville, again for appearing. This has been I Go to College.
Find I Go to College on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Audio Video Land for updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content of all Audio Video Land productions. I Go to College is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.